Ladies and gentlemen, from the heart of the heartland, it's time for Keeping It 99.
Did it tell you that it was recording?
Yep, it said recording in progress.
Hey, everybody. We're going to record now.
Hell yeah. All right. I don't even know if I should do it. You know what? I'm going to do the intro because Grant will yell at me tomorrow. Like, why didn't you do the fucking intro? Welcome to Keeping It 99, your one-stop shop podcast for everything in the world of heavy metal, rock and roll in Northeast Ohio. My name is Eagle, and I am not joined by the one and the only Rubber City Redbeard, because Rubber City Redbeard got a second fucking vax and he's being a little bitch.
My belly hurts and I'm so tired. And what bitch? Oh, what'd you say? I'm tired.
So that's my impression of Grant, and it was perfect. But instead, I'm joined with a way better drummer than Grant. I am joined by the man behind. What's that?
Debatable.
Hey. I think you got one on him. I think you might have one on him.
Give Grant a little bit of credit. Give him a little bit of credit.
I'm joined by the man behind the kit in the band's Feds and Cheap Heat, Brandon Siegenthaler. Thank you so much for joining me today. I just did this in the air. You can see me over the Zoom. I'm like, I'm into it, buddy. Yo, I'm podcast
super,
mode.
Super stoked. Happy to be here on this lovely Wednesday evening.
Yeah. Well, people will be hearing. Well, this is a very time stamped episode. So it's probably Thursday when they. So you got to pretend that it's Thursday afternoon.
Oh, yeah. Hey, guys. Good morning. Hope you guys liked that Vax-a-million, the Vax-a-million results. None of us won. So
That tonight? Was that tonight for real?
Yeah, it was at it was yesterday at 7:30.
Oh, because today's Thursday.
Today's Thursday. Actually, I'm late for work. Gotta go.
Oh, shit. And tomorrow, you got yourself a show. Brandon, shows are back. The mask mandate. I don't know if you heard, but America's back, buddy. You could take your freedom blockers off the face now, and you can go do the things like that. It's America now. You guys have a show. You guys get to play one of the first shows in Ohio since then. Are you excited or what, man?
Well, considering this is America's second Independence Day, June 2nd, I'd say I'm pretty fired up. Yet it's really cool, man. You know, we were feds. We were talking with Billy for probably like two weeks before anything got announced. It was Billy hit us up and was like, hey, I've got an idea for, you know, just whenever the ball gets rolling, I have an idea for a show. We want to know if Feds would be involved. And we said, absolutely. And then seriously, within the next week, DeWine announced that the mask mandate was going to be lifted. And within 2 hours of that, broadcast, show was done. Like, the show was completely booked. Like, everybody was on.
It
moved really quick. Like, I thought it was going to be like the middle of June or July by the time we like heard anything and it just jumped, and everybody was already like done. That's why it was like, well, the mask mandates are you know, like, June 2nd is going to come. We're already booked. Like, let's do it on the 4th, because everybody was pretty much already confirmed.
Yeah. I just walked around the mall today without a mask, and I felt very, very weird.
Yeah.
I was also getting stared at because I was one of the only people without the mask. So I was like, oh, I wonder if like either they don't know, or maybe they're not vaccinated and they're being responsible. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I give the people a lot of credit. If the people that are like going to still walk around wearing their masks, you know, I hope that they are the ones that, they're not the vaccinated ones that are doing their part, that are still wearing the mask, because they could, there's, you know, there's going to be plenty of people, the naysayers or whatever, that are just gonna, you know,
Around. they're walking around like Vince McMahon doing a strut right now, like, yep.
Dude, Uncle Vinny, no chance in hell I'm getting that back, brother. Yeah,
this thing ain't even real.
I'm going to inject the WWF with a lethal dose of poison.
Just do everyone do their part, and we can all hang out and have fun.
So speaking of hanging out and hanging fun, having fun, tomorrow, since this is Thursday, tomorrow, yeah, Thursday, I am going with my lovely wife. We are going to be hanging out and having fun at the Ringworm Show, Annabelle's, down in Highland Square, with Punching Moses, which I've never heard. I was discussing with you. I've never heard Punching Moses, but I'm a big fan of the name. And I probably should just do a fucking Google search and listen to bands, because that's how you discover music anyway.
I should have done the same thing.
I probably should just get on it.
I would imagine. I think by they're guilty by association, because the other three bands on this bill rip super hard. I would imagine they rip super hard. They probably rip harder than all of us.
Yeah.
We don't even know it yet.
Oh, watch them be the hardest fucking rippers out of their crew. And that's saying a lot, because you guys are also playing with one of Keeping It 99's favorites of all time, Wall Creeper, who's playing. They're performing The Metal at the Mat August 13th with Goose and Super Corruptor on a fucking stacked lineup, if I may say. So it's a free show, free pizza, matinee.
It's an insane lineup. That's a... You know, I'm jealous that, like, I'm not going to be a part of it, but also I'm happy because I can actually not worry about having to play, and I can actually, like, enjoy the show.
Right.
You know,
well, I am sticking you with playing another pizza party like 10 months later.
I would imagine we'll get into that one.
Yeah. And so Wall Creeper is playing one of my favorite bands, just period. They're now a Cleveland band. You and I were talking earlier, the formerly of Akron, they are now a Cleveland band. And so I guess they're my favorite Cleveland band now.
Hey, you know, that's a hard thing, because, you know, Ringworm is my favorite. Like, they're like my favorite Northeast Ohio band, next to If These Trees Could Talk, which they're two different sides of the spectrum.
Yeah. But
they're both very they're tremendous. Like, nobody can touch them. Like, Ringworm's been like one of my super favorite bands ever.
They've been around for so long that they were one of the first local bands I saw. My ass is, I'm 40. I'm fucking old as shit, dude. And so I was like 16 when I first saw Ringworm.
Yeah.
And I know Integrity was involved. And I fucking saw Ringworm. And that was at that point where, like, at that time, local bands to me, like, they weren't even called local bands. We just called them underground bands. I don't know if you remember the 90s. Like, that sounds, and I would like to bring that back. For the record, I think we should stop calling local bands local bands. I feel like that implies that you got to shift at Arby's the next day. But if you say underground band, that sounds way fucking cooler to me, dude. Like, yeah, we're an underground band. But Ringworm, somebody was like, they're from Cleveland. They're from fucking here. Just like, and they were like, Integrity's from here. And I was like, oh, Cleveland bands are where it's at. Mm-hmm. And then Ringworm never faded. Like, they've always been around.
I challenge anybody to go through their discography and pull out one stinker.
Yeah.
Like, you can't do it. Like, every album, all throughout the years, like, their albums just rip. Every time they put a record out, it rips like tremendously. And you're always like, oh yeah, they're still fast as fuck. They're still heavy as fuck. They're still angry.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, they're consistent, you know, consistent. I like that.
And I'm, I know they're playing up in Cleveland, and I should probably be a lot more Cleveland, but you're in Feds. You're playing the Akron show. You're also playing another Akron show. So we're going to stick to this Akron show, because I don't have the info on the Cleveland show. If you're in Cleveland and you can't make it down tomorrow, Friday, whatever, you should, first of all, fuck you. You should, you get off your ass. Stop being lazy. Just go to Akron, and then you can go to the Cleveland show on Saturday. That's just my advice. But
I was going to say, didn't mean to cut you off, but the Cleveland show, I believe, is I think it's only two bands. I think it's just Ringworm and Nunslaughter, which that's
Woo!
It's fucking awesome. I thought it was at Now That's Class, but I could be wrong.
That sounds.
Nope, it is. It is. I just looked it up. Now That's Class, Ringworm and Nunslaughter. Jesus. That's a ridiculous.
That's ridiculous. It's show. Just those two bands.
That's all I see on the flyer.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to book a two badass band show. I don't know if you know, yeah. I'm a concert promoter now, Brandon. I'm into promoting concerts now.
Are you now?
Yeah, I book shows now.
I haven't heard.
Yeah, I'm like basically Gorilla Productions, Dan Cole.
Well, hey, if I ever sell 56 tickets and I was supposed to sell 60, don't send me home because I drove a long way to be on the bill.
Oh my fucking God. God. Do people still do that? Do you know? Or like, I'm assuming you guys are way out of that fucking game. That's not a thing I can see you guys doing.
Like, I can't remember the last time we've had to sell tickets for a show other than like, I don't even remember the last time because we played like Unite Cleveland Part 3 before and we didn't sell tickets for that. Like, no, I don't even remember. I just remember selling tickets was like a Peabody's thing. Like anytime you played 100%. Peabody's, you had to sell tickets and you had to go meet around the bar and you basically had to tell them, well, we're from Akron and none of our friends want to drive up here. So, and we don't know anybody here from Cleveland. So we only sold 17 tickets. Well, you were supposed to sell 20. Here, I guess you can either play at the Rockstar upstage or you can go home. You know? So I played upstairs and I've been sent home.
Oh man, that was always the weirdest shit. Like I did a lot of Peabody shows way back in the day. That was always the weirdest shit when people were like, what time are you playing? Because that always gave me anxiety. Like when people are like, what time are you playing? And I'm like, I have no fucking clue until like we see what everybody like it's all graded on a curve. Yeah. Like if these guys sold 5 tickets, then we could play at 9, you know, but if they sold 20, then we're playing at 6:30 and it's so fuck. It was weird. And it always felt demeaning too, being one of the first bands playing where you're like, we're not popular.
Yeah,
we're not popular.
Exactly. It was a definite like ranking system and what you could do, whatever, you know. And yeah, if you were the opening band on the Pirates Cove, when it's still daylight outside and the light was shining through those painted black windows, you knew you were a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Like, damn it. These windows are painted black, but I can still see the sunlight popping through because somebody wrote, you're a cocksucker, etched, you're a cocksucker into the window.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, you just see there's like 12 people. And 12 is being modest because 4 of those are your parents. Right. And most of those are your girlfriend. So,
yeah.
What I did enjoy about the Pirates Cove, though, now that I'm thinking about it, is the Pirates Cove always sold 40s of High Life for $4. And I would always fuck those up.
Yeah. So. I had my favorite show ever in the Pirates Cove. And it was like one of those like out of nowhere, didn't expect it. Like, I think they just cut us a break. But like it was one of those shows where there was like 12 bands and we were playing at the same time as some other local band that were like douchebags. I forget their names. I could tell you what they look like, though, but like they were total douchebags. And for some reason, somehow just the stars aligned and we had a full fucking room full of people that were into us. And like I moshed in the crowd. We played Black Sabbath, Sweet Leaf. Some biker dude gave me weed. He was like, here, and I didn't smoke weed. I didn't even smoke weed. He gave me a bag. He's like, there you go, brother. Just wanted like those random, like we were like, oh, this show's gonna suck. And it turned out to be like, still to this day, I'm like, yeah, that was like my one rock star day, you know, like.
What was that, 2000?
No, man, come on, I'm not that old. That was like 2003. It was 2003. Oh,
okay. My bad.
It was 18 years ago. I'm gonna go hang myself now, thanks.
We probably opened up for you guys.
It's possible.
In the Pirates Cove.
You were the other band. You were the douchebag band. Yeah,
that's why I remember. That's why I knew it was 2000.
All I remember is that the singer worked at La Rock's, the body piercing place, and he pierced my bass player's dick.
Oh,
that's all fantastic. I remember about it. Yeah. And so I was like, he had to do that after eating shit while we took their crowd. Fucking owned it. Rock stars. Fucking rock stars.
You took their heat or took their shine.
Took their shine. And what's fucking awesome is the very next week we played at the Fantasy with this band called All Out. This like two-man piece from Cleveland. Oh, friendly dude, guys, man.
Britney Spears headset.
Yeah.
With the marching band drumsticks. Dude, you I know them. We played with them at the Voodoo a couple times.
We played with them at the Fantasy for this guy. I think his name was Bill Bailey or some shit. And it was like his birthday thing, but nobody was there. Literally nobody was there. And so we just had, the kitchen made us like some pizza or some shit. And we played for each other. And then it was
pity pizza.
Yeah, but it was like a week before we were playing in front of like a room full of 200 like moshing motherfuckers, and we were like, we're right, like we broke, like this is it, this is the show that's gonna make people, they're gonna come see us next week. And
that got noticed.
Just bloop, completely took the serotonin levels all the way down, and we were like back to earth, like fuck, oh, we're just some local band.
Yeah, Bill Karecki's about to mix and master our shit.
Oh, nope. Bill Karecki. Mushroom Head knows you guys. Mushroom Head likes you guys. J-Man's a fan. He saw you guys for a second. He's like, that kid's got it.
That's only because he was tending bar.
Yeah. Yeah, Jesus Christ. I remember Dwayne used to check the door and shit, and I was like, bro, you're in integrity. What the fuck are you doing? He's like, I gotta get paid. I gotta pay rent. I was like, oh, all right.
Yeah. And that's makes sense. That's definitely not a knock on J-Man, because I bought plenty of drinks from him at the Peabody's bar. But it was just when you're when you're 19, well, not 19, you're like 21, 22. And J-Man serving you drinks, you're like, holy shit, this is fucking cool. I did not expect this.
Right. You're like, hey man, you know you're in Mushroom Head. You guys, you're pretty big, pretty popular.
I'll go get you a drink.
Right.
I'll just go behind the bar.
Fucking J-Man. So back to the show tomorrow. Feds is who I'm talking about.
That's happening.
Feds, Wall Creeper, Punching Moses, Ringworm. I'm telling you right now, I'm predicting absolute insanity and fucking chaos from the show.
I've been pretty fortunate to play with Ringworm the past couple times that they've played at Annabelle's, and it's always like absolutely insane. But the guys in that band, like, they couldn't be nicer. They're all, you know, they're all awesome dudes. I mean, everybody in Wall Creeper, you know, I don't want to, you know, blow their gimmick, but they're all fucking awesome guys, you know, but they're just on stage, complete maniacs. And that's what this show's going to be. You know, it's, everybody's just kind of stretching their sea legs and ready to get back out there. But, you know, we're all ready. I think Northeast Ohio has a lot of pent up frustration, and it's going to come out on Friday.
Yeah, I as one of those people with the pent up frustration, I totally agree. Like, I don't even pit, but I keep thinking in my head that I'm going to. I'm like, no, I'm gonna end up doing. You guys are gonna play trash, and I know you guys are playing Trash Class, right? Don't be a dick. Don't be that guy. Come on.
Hey, come to the show.
All right, there you go. But I'm saying you guys are gonna play something. You know, the one of your songs that I know. And I'm going to hear it, and I'm just going to be like, having to like look at my wife like, I don't. But your guys's crowds, you share the same kind of audience with a Wall Creeper or Ringworm. Mm-hmm. So it's scary. You guys, I mean, you guys all in your band look like you could fuck people up. Like, you take the four of you and put them up against any four other dudes in a room, and I'd be like, I think the Feds guys will fuck those four guys up. So like, there's already like this like kind of intimidation factor that comes with the band, and not just your look, but like also the way that you guys like the songs that you guys perform and stuff. It's a very aggressive. It's gonna be scary. It's gonna be a lot of dudes that look like us, essentially, like big bearded fucking mad motherfuckers.
Yeah,
some beautiful ladies.
I've said I'm glad I'm in this band so I don't have to be in our mosh pits, like, because I've seen people get tossed through walls, just
I saw a dude get punched in the throat at one of your shows before. Like as soon as the fucking song hit, some guy just turned around and punched a guy in the throat. The guy was looking up, got punched in the throat, held onto his throat, and I was like, I just walked away. Like I was kind of like in the side, like standing on the side of the where the pit was about to erupt, and I had to walk away, and I was like, I'm going to stand in the back of the room for this fucking shit because I'm a pussy, you know. I couldn't get involved.
Yep. I've had a couple times, like I've had this, like I've had a guy like get thrown right into my bass drum head, like my front head. So I've been pretty lazy. Like before the pandemic, whenever Feds would play, I would just use my cheap heat kit because, it was just easy. But I have like an actual like cheap heat logo on the front of that kit, and I don't want that to get fucked up. So right. I'm actually bringing my other kit out because I don't want it to get screwed up. Like I know that, not that I'm saying someone's gonna tear my shit up, but also I'm just taking the preventative measures because I just have a feeling like people are gonna have a lot of fun Friday. It's gonna be a good time, and I just don't want any of my gear to get damaged.
So I know you guys, are doing some stuff with Cheap Heat and Feds. Are you guys going to be working on any new material?
So yes, Feds has, we're sitting on like at least a half an album's worth of new material, like unrecorded, that we want to get done. We're all, I think we've all freed up stuff in our schedules. Frank has a better schedule now. We're all kind of just on the same page. Basically the reason like we don't do a lot is because all of our schedules are all over the place, you know? Mm. So now they're kind of more lining back up. So we are going to make a bigger effort to do way more. So we've already been getting back together more frequently, which is good. Everyone's pretty motivated. And which that's always a good sign. So,
and I know you guys have another show at Annabelle's. I mean, it's months down the road, but while I got you here, I definitely you helped set this up. Annabelle's that we're doing, it's the weirdest thing in the history of local band shows, as far as I'm concerned.
I would say it's fun.
It's fantastic.
It's fucking frightening.
It is. I got nothing else for you. It's so silly. It's just so silly, especially considering the bands involved, right?
Sure.
Because Feds, you guys are in that hardcore realm. Like when I think of Akron hardcore, like Feds is the first fucking band that I think of, right? And like you guys in your own rights, you guys are a headlining act, and it's just a fucking killer band, like crushing scary material when you guys are live, like you were talking about the crowds. And then we were talking with Jesse from Fully Consumed, one of my favorite death metal bands, especially to come out of Northeast Ohio, but just in general, like I've always said, Bobby Clark is my favorite death metal singer. Matt, I mean, you got Boehner, everybody from Dan to Jeff, just that whole entire band is insanely technical, insanely talented. Fully Consumed is on this show. Then you get Foul Spirits, which has guys like, you got Wally Howe, who was in NDE and Rue and all these other, like a million other projects. Then you get Jeff Fall, the fucking singer from Hate Theory, Burn Blue Sky, Rue. Like Jeff Fall is the fucking man. Such a dude that like it wasn't until I was in my 30s that I actually like talked to him like an adult, like, hi, I'm Eric. He's like, I know who you are. And I was like, oh my god, I'm still scared of the fucking guy. But Foul Spirits, they're like more like grindcore kind of. They remind me a lot of Soylent Green. You remember that band from the 90s?
Oh, I do. And actually one of their albums, I found that album in one of their albums in like 2009. And this is a really weird thing about me. I got their album on my iPod from somebody, And every time I'd mow the lawn, I would listen to that album. It was like my favorite lawn mowing album was this one Soylent Green album. And it's escaping me what it's what the title of it is because it's been so long. But now I have to look at Inevitable Collapse in the Presence of Conviction. That it came out in 08. And yeah, I got it in 09. And I still remember that. That was my lawn mowing album. That album fucking rules.
Was it because of the green? The grass, is that what correlated with your
in my subconscious that's exactly probably what it was,
right? Especially since we got so stuck on the F words in our group chat, because to continue on, we just added Fistula to this fucking lineup, who is like the gods of sludge and doom, from especially from they rarely play Akron.
Yeah,
like, I think the last time I saw him in Akron, I think they played with Feds.
They did, and actually, it was one of that show was awesome because Feds doesn't really ever play upstairs at Annabelle's. So let alone I can't remember what day of the week it was, but yeah, it was Feds and Fistula upstairs at Annabelle's, and it was fucking awesome.
Yeah,
it was sick, super sick. And those guys are all fucking sweethearts too.
So Fistula and Foul Spirits, they have a interesting tie-in with the podcast, because our two show openers, like for 2 years, we had Fistula did the show opener, and then we got Foul Spirits cover song to be the show opener. So for me, and it's crazy because I know neither one of those bands are gonna play the songs. Like, they're not like, hey, we'll take requests. They're not that. You guys are all very punk rock. Like, if I'm bringing up Trash Class, you're like, we'll fucking see, Fat Man. I don't know. You know, it's like,
we're gonna play it. All right, it's in the set list. All right, make you happy?
It does. Actually, it does. It does. It's one of my favorites. It's one of my favorite. I'm not even shitting you. That's one of my favorite songs in general. Like, that song is on a lot of my playlist. Like heavier shit or just more rocking tune stuff. That song fucking circulates into my life, and so thank you for being a part of that, and thank you guys for playing it just for me.
I love that song. It's a straight fucking it's a stomper that turns into a straight fucking ripper.
Yeah,
and then back into a stomper.
That song is a fucking hit with me. If the shadows up. So we're calling it the effing Fall Fest for now. I don't know. I couldn't think of anything. I go with the corniest shit. I go with the corniest shit and then just commit to it all the time. Mm-hmm. And so, like, in our group chat, like, we just, me, you, Walter, Wally, I called him Walter.
Yeah.
Jesus. I bet he loves that. Me, you, Wally, and Jesse, like, we just got stupid with the F words.
Mm-hmm.
And now, and then that's how we booked it on a Friday the 15th based off of the letter F. We agreed with like a $4 or $5 cover based off of the letter F. Free pizza. And then it was just and then Fistula was the last ones added, and I had to hit them up to be like, and I hit up two of the guys in the band, and I was just like, all right, hear me out, I got the dumbest idea. And right off the bat, both dudes were like, no.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, and it had nothing to do with like the idea or any of the bands or me or anything like that. They were just like, we're not doing shit until we play like Maryland Death Fest next year. Like, oh, they were just like, we're off the table until 2022. And I was like, okay, I can totally respect that. And then like Corey Bing, who's in the group and shit, like he was just like, you know, best of luck though, no big deal. And then the next day he was like, I think I won on that.
Yeah.
And I was like,
he let it marinate a little bit.
Yeah. He was just like, he's like, is it still fucking open? And I was like, yes, absolutely. Yeah. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, Fistula is like, they're just one of, like, I've been a fan of that band for like 20 years. And the first time I ever met Corey Bing, I seriously, it was the weirdest situation. I was working at McDonald's. I came home. I was living with like a bunch of people and I passed out on the couch. And then one of my roommates woke me up and he goes, there's some dude here that wants to see you. And it was Corey Bing. And he was like, he started singing some of my dumbass fucking rap metal lyrics from my band back in the day, because he knew of my band. And I'm like, I thought he was seriously fucking with me and that he was going to beat my ass. That's how scary Fistula is to me. Like, they're such a scary group of dudes. There's like a whole thing, with the guy from what's his name, Trevor from Black Dahlia Murder, where he talks about how scary Fistula is. Like, he wrote a piece on Fistula. Yeah. And he was like, they're not the kind of dudes you would let sleep on your couch. And I'm like, actually, I think I have let them sleep on my couch and they're pretty. Sorry, Black Dahlia guy. Not as scared as you are.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. You really kind of threw this together. You know, the idea was good, and it's weird because it's been a while since Feds has had more shows booked than Cheap Heat. So that it's kind of a cool change of pace for me, because, you know, Feds was like a once every 6 to 9 months kind of thing because of our schedules. And now the mandate is lifted today and we already have two shows booked. And Cheap Heat has one, which we haven't, Cheap Heat has one that hasn't been announced yet, but so it's pretty good.
Heck yeah. I'm really looking forward to seeing what happens with the rest of the year. Just not just with you guys, but like with, you know, a lot of these bands and a lot of these venues. Like, I really want to see, Annabelle's fucking thrive. Like, I'm pulling for those fucking cats. And like, hopefully this show that's coming up with Ringworm, like, really kind of helps kick off like a whole fucking thing of momentum. And I got to feel optimistic that it's going to, because I've always been indifferent about going out and going to do things. And now I'm like booking myself to go to Chicago and go all these, like, I just want to live so fucking much. And I'm like, if I'm being that way and I'm such an introverted motherfucker, then I'm assuming that other people are feeling that way. And they're trying to get out and go experience. Like, I'm already like, I'm trying to see bands that I would never fucking like. I'd be like, yeah, maybe I wanted to go see Gojira. Now I'm like, I need to see Gojira before I die, or else, like, you know, who am I? And so I'm hoping that a lot of people are feeling the same. I think they are.
Yeah, I think like the pandemic was kind of like a reset button for everybody, because, you know. Like, you remember how, like, the Northeast Ohio scene used to, like, thrive back in, like, the early 2000s. People were always going to shows, blah, blah, blah. And now, like, people took, like, a year and a half off. And now everybody's just talking about wanting to go back and see live music. And it's like everyone had, like, a reset. And now people were, like, they took it all for granted. And now I think there's going to be a jolt. There's going to be a jolt in the scene. Hopefully it's not just a flash in the pan or whatever. Like, hopefully it'll last to help some of these bands that are, you know, have been playing through the past couple years where there's like not, you know, not really much movement. So hopefully new bands will get seen, or by people that, you know, that aren't their friends or their, you know, their parents or their family members or girlfriends or whatever, you know?
Right.
Like, it's hard playing shows and, you know, like, you like that all your friends are there supporting you, but also you want, like, those people that you don't know to be at the show. Like,
oh yeah.
And so I definitely think that this is it's kind of a good thing. It sucks that almost most of the clubs died over this, but the ones that are going to make it out, like, I think this is going to be a shot in the arm. Hopefully, maybe I could be wrong, but, you know, I want to be a part of it.
Yeah, man. Thank you so much for doing this with me. Thanks for
having me.
I'm really excited to see you guys play out. I can't wait to hear some cheap heat. I can't wait to see where you guys go with some new feds. I'm assuming it's going to be awesome. And try not to suck at your show. Like, don't fuck up.
Well, I can't guarantee that. But there is one thing I would like to say. If anybody wants to buy tickets early, if you go to Annabelle's Facebook page, there is an Eventbrite link that I think it's only like $10 on the Eventbrite link on their page. And then, like, day of the show, it's like 12. I don't know how many tickets have been sold. I know that there's been a lot, though. I don't know if they're turning anybody away at the door. Who knows? All I'm saying is
be smart.
Get your tickets. Yeah, get your tickets before. That way you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, go check out Annabelle's Bar and Lounge on Facebook. Yeah, that's where I got my tickets. I picked up two right away. It's $24. It's going to be well fucking worth it. So, yeah, people, get on it. Thank you again, Brandon, so much, honestly. And to Grant, what a pussy, man, right? Like, I'm not feeling good. Oh, I got vaccinated. Oh, I got some shots. It's cold, hot and cold.
If I were in his shoes too, I would have taken the day off as well.
Yeah, dude, I took the day off.
I went into work and I was like having like hot flashes, like I was Mrs. Doubtfire, and then like 3 hours into my shift, I definitely was freezing my ass off to where I'm sitting at my desk with a hood up, and I'm like holding myself really tight. And people are just laughing at me. And I'm like, I should have probably went home. Like, whatever. I didn't want to miss work. But also, Now that I look back at it, I should have not been at work.
I spent my whole day laying in bed watching Batman, the animated series, like the entire day. I highly recommend that for everybody.
I used to love that show back in the day. And I had the animated series Batmobile, the one where like you can pull the back of the car off and it turned into the bat plane. Like, it was like a little bat plane that came out of the car.
That's awesome.
It's one of my favorite toys ever.
That's awesome. The amount of Batman toys that I've purchased in the past 5 months alone is ridiculous. It's absolutely stupid.
Look out for that Batmobile. It was super sick.
I'm gonna.
And also the wheels, they had the spikes that came out. You could pull them out. So it, you know, fuck up some cars next to you, and then you can push them back in.
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
I should just get that because I play
the
with
hatch
like
the, flipped up.
Mm-hmm. I play with a lot of the cars. I usually like the Hot Wheels. I buy a bunch of them stuff. And my 4-year-old daughter, she fucks with Batman hard. So she'll take all the cars and does like a whole setup. So if I got something like that could fuck up some of the other cars, that'd be pretty slick.
Yeah, this one's like it's like action figure size. So I mean, it's a big car, but
nice,
super awesome. Keep your eyes peeled for that one.
I will, brother. I will.
Yeah. Well,
all right, man. Thank you so much, dude.
Yeah, thanks, man. Have a good one. I will see you tomorrow.
Wink tomorrow. Honestly, man, that was awesome, dude. Shit.
Hell yeah.
Pride, motherfucker.